I will introduce myself. I'm coming from Bern University of Applied Sciences, and Jelena Markovic is my name, and I was one of the authors of a background study on the forest landscape restoration in Eastern and Southeast Europe. And my impression was that the guiding principles are very good. I'm quite happy that we have a checklist to support the countries. But some issues are still opened, and I have impression in the previous and day and today that some of the main issues like communication, clarifications should be put in place in order to proceed as well with the forest landscape restoration in proper way. One of them is that communication and cooperation is very important. It's very difficult for some countries to cooperate outside of the forest sector. And I mean, on the forest landscape restoration issue, that's essential. If we want to proceed further on that one, that's only starting point, I would say. And what they still, many countries in Eastern Europe, that's my impression, after elaborating and working a long time on this study, they don't really understand what does it mean cooperate on the landscape level, and what does it mean to do something on the forest landscape restoration. And the question is, what happens even if they perceive that techniques like afforestation and reforestation are adopted, what happens afterwards? I mean, the challenge in Czechia and Slovakia and many other countries that don't belong to Eastern Europe are very pronounced with the climate change, and it will be very well seen as well for the other countries in the future. But what happens with the efforts? It's not just, I know we're not talking about implementation here, but what they do, if they make small steps to do something well, if that's not maintained and controlled, observed, monitored, and many of these countries have problem of monitoring, of collecting data, of knowing what is happening. I think there has to be something done in the future work of UNEC, FAO, that supports those countries in communication, cooperation, and monitoring and collecting data. So I would really welcome efforts in that sense. And of course, if they do the efforts, that has to be aligned with the global trends. They have to see that they're contributing and that they're supporting their work. Thank you. Maybe that's a bit broader, but I didn't want to, I thought I will bring it up at this point.